Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. Today, we celebrate a very interesting day.
Yes, happy Earth Day, friends. Today is Earth Day. And what are we celebrating on Earth Day?
Well, we're celebrating the Earth. It's the planet, the big ball that all of us live on. And this day is special because it's a day to remember that our planet is fragile and it's important to protect it.
On Earth Day, we focus on preserving the environment and going green, planting trees and things like that. How are we going to celebrate Earth Day? We're going to find out in our article, so let's get right into it.
Earth Day, a day to remind us that small actions can make a big difference. In today's world, people take steps to protect and care for the planet. They recycle, save energy, and combat climate change. But before Earth Day began in 1970, few people thought about the environment at all. At that time, the United States had a minimal number of laws to protect air and water. Factories and cars could pollute freely, and little was done to stop it. It was not until he witnessed a massive oil spill in California in 1969 that U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson felt he had to act. He wanted to raise awareness and inspire people to preserve the environment.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.我们先来看 witness 这个字，当动词的意思是目睹或是见证。譬如 ，Daniel was proud to witness his sister open her first art exhibition. Daniel 自豪地见证了妹妹举办她的第一次艺术展览。Witness 当名词时，意思是目击者或是证人。譬如 ，The witness spoke confidently, describing the accident from start to finish.那位目击者很有信心地描述了整起事故的经过。来学另一个字，副词 unwittingly， 意思是无意的或是不知不觉的。譬如 ，Nadia unwittingly started a trend when she posted her handmade jewelry online。Nadia 在网上发布她的手工饰品时，无意间掀起了一股潮流。
Friends, Earth Day is a day that's been celebrated for many years now, and it's a day that we're going to learn all about today.
That's right. We read here, this is a day to remind us that small actions can make a big difference. And when we're talking about protecting the planet and conserving the environment, it really is those small choices that we make that can add up and make a big difference.
Sure.So we're learning about how we can do that. We read, in today's world, people take steps to protect and care for the planet.
Let's read about a few of these steps, friends. They recycle, save energy, and combat climate change. Let's talk about that word recycle first. I think you might already know it, friends. This is to process used items so they can be used again.
Here, for example, we recycle paper, plastic, and glass at our homes, and then other people or companies recycle those into new things.
Okay, so this is something that we all do almost every day. We recycle things that we're not using or things that can be turned into other things. We also save energy. We do this in all kinds of ways. I save energy by turning off the lights when I'm not in a room.
Yes, or you can buy newer appliances for your house that use less energy. We can also combat climate change Now keep in mind here, we're using this as a verb, so we say combat and not combat.
That's right. So combat means to fight against or try to stop something bad.
For example, they work together to combat pollution.
Okay, so these are all things that we all know about and that we do almost every day. But before Earth Day began in 1970, few people thought about the environment at all. This is so hard for me to even understand, Garrett, because we're talking about climate change and things we need to do to help the planet all the time now.
And that's because it's in the news all the time. It's in textbooks. We talk about it in classrooms. But if it weren't in the media like that, like it wasn't back then we wouldn't be talking about these things.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing to think about. We read on here, at that time, the United States had a minimal number of laws to protect air and water.
All right, what does that word minimal mean? Well, it means a very small number, very small in amount or even degree.
Here's how you could use minimal in a sentence. The project has minimal impact on nature.
Okay, back then, factories and cars could pollute freely, and little was done to stop it. Now, I don't think it means that factories were just polluting on purpose and throwing things all over the place, but they didn't think about it quite as much.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, so what changed? Why now are we so concerned about the environment? Well, we see here that something happened.
Yes, it was not until he witnessed a massive oil spill in California in 1969 that U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson felt he had to act.
A massive oil spill. This word massive means extremely large or huge.
Here's a sentence with that word. A massive cleanup project removed tons of trash from the river.
So Senator Nelson wanted to raise awareness and inspire people to preserve the environment.
All right, let's talk about this one more word here. The word preserve, that's to protect something. So it stays in its original state, or at least in a pretty good state.
Here's an example. National parks preserve wildlife and forests.
Okay, so they wanted to preserve the environment, to keep it from being really polluted, and this is the start of Earth Day.
Because once they saw something really big happen, I think this kind of made people realize what we were doing to the environment, maybe without even thinking about it.
We can say it woke people up to the problem.
All right, friends, we have more to learn in just a moment, so let's get on with our next reading right now.
Earth Day. On the first Earth Day, April 22, 1970, millions of people across the U.S. attended lectures, demonstrated, and took part in cleanups. They gathered in public spaces to demand action from their communities. The day got major media attention and helped bring environmental issues to light for the first time.
Community 意思是社区, 群体, 譬如, the new library became the heart of the community, welcoming readers of all ages. 新图书馆成为社区的中心, 欢迎各个年龄层的读者。 Community也指具有共同兴趣或是背景的群体, 例如, the scientific community, 科学界。 关用于 Pillar of the community 是指社区里的支柱, 德高望重的人。 例如, the retired firefighter became a pillar of the community, mentoring local youth and teaching fire safety. 这位退休消防员成为了社区的支柱, 他指导当地年轻人并教授消防安全知识。 另外, communal 是形容词, 意思是共有的、群体的。 譬如, The hostel offered a communal kitchen, creating instant friendships among travelers from different countries. 这家旅馆提供公共厨房，让来自不同国家的旅客之间迅速建立友谊。
So we know a bit about why Earth Day started. People wanted to protect the environment. So what exactly happened on that first Earth Day?
Good question, because I know how we celebrate Earth Day now, friends, but I'm very curious to find out how it was first celebrated. Let's find out. On the first Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970, millions of people across the U.S. attended lectures, demonstrated, and took part in cleanups.
All right, they did quite a few things. Let's talk about them. One of those is to attend lectures. A lecture is a talk that someone gives, maybe like a professor, to teach people about a certain subject.
For example, you might attend a lecture about ocean protection if you're concerned about trash in the ocean. Lectures could be about many different topics, and usually the person speaking is some kind of expert.
Yeah, college students go to a lot of lectures, and you can even watch lectures online.
The next word we want to take a look at is this word, demonstrated. Now, demonstrated can mean to show someone how something's done, but that's not what it means here. Here it means that you're taking part in a public protest or a march to show strong feelings about an issue.
Here's an example. The people demonstrated in the streets for a cleaner planet on Earth Day.
Demonstrations can happen for many different reasons. Oftentimes, they are political. Now, we see something else here in this sentence, and it's the word cleanup. A cleanup is an organized event to remove trash from an area.
You'll often hear of beach cleanups. People meet up together to pick up trash on a certain beach.
We read on in our article, friends, they gathered in public spaces to demand action from their communities. These people are saying, hey, we really need to make a change. We all need to come together to change this problem.
Yes, the day got major media attention and helped bring environmental issues to light for the first time.
Bringing something to light is a great phrase for you to know, friends. This means that you're making something known that before was hidden or unknown.
For example, the report in the newspaper brought pollution problems to light.
So the reason Earth Day was so successful was that it got a lot of media attention. There must have been many reporters there who wrote articles about what was happening, or maybe the reporters were even on the local news on TV.
And because of that, many more people knew about the problems going on and what needed to change. Well, friends, we have more to say. First, let's go take a deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Take steps. When I first tried to get healthier, I kept waiting for motivation to magically appear. It didn't. So finally, I took steps, tiny ones. I started walking 10 minutes a day, swapping soda for water, and going to bed slightly earlier. Nothing dramatic, but it worked. That's what take steps to means, to begin doing things, often small actions to reach a goal or solve a problem. The school is taking steps to improve safety. I took steps to study earlier this semester. It isn't about giant leaps, it's about starting. Now let's look at a few other ways English uses step to express progress, caution, or movement. Step up means to increase your effort or responsibility. We need to step up and help out. One step at a time means don't rush, move slowly and steadily. Learn it one step at a time. Step back means to pause and get perspective. Let's step back and see the bigger picture. These phrases all share a sense of movement, whether forward, upward, or backward. they remind us that progress isn't all or nothing. It's a series of steps chosen intentionally. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Earth Day. Since then, Earth Day has expanded its focus, and in 1990, it became a global movement. Today, over 1 billion people in more than 190 countries celebrate Earth Day. They share one goal: to make the Earth a cleaner, healthier place to live.
Movement, 意思是运动,行动, 譬如, the peace movement spread quickly, fueled by compassion instead of anger. 和平运动迅速扩散,它的动力是来自关怀心而不是愤怒。我们来学另一个名词,motion, 意思是移动或是运动, 譬如, the train's gentle motion lulled Hana to sleep during her late night journey home. 火车平缓的晃动让Hana在深夜返程的途中睡着了。另外来看, momentum 这个名词也是动力或是动量。譬如, Marisol used the New Year's momentum to start her fitness routine. Marisol 趁着新年的推动力开始了她的健身计划。今天的Language Lab就到这里了,我们下次见。
All right, there was a big first Earth Day all the way back in 1970. How has this celebration or important day changed since then?
Let's find out, Garrett. We have a little bit more history to read about in this last section. We read, since then, Earth Day has expanded its focus, and in 1990, it became a global movement. There's a few words we want to take a look at here, friends. The first one is that word, expanded.
Okay, if something is expanded, it's made larger, or maybe it naturally becomes larger.
Let's use expanded in a sentence. The recycling program expanded to more cities.
So Earth Day has expanded its focus. It's talking about a lot more issues than it originally did.
That's right, and now it is a global event. This word global, friends, means that it's relating to the whole world.
For example, climate change is a global problem. Things that are global are not specific to just one country.
So, we find out here in 1970, the first Earth Day happened, and then in 1990, it's now a global event.
Yes. Today, over 1 billion people in more than 190 countries celebrate Earth Day. You know, Anne-Marie, that's almost all the countries.
Is it really? So that's a lot of countries that now have this same goal to make the Earth a cleaner and more safe place for everyone. So we see here that they share one goal, to have the same main purpose.
For example, all teams share one goal. They all want to win the championship.
All right, so we see here that this goal is to make the Earth a cleaner, healthier place to live. And that takes people all over the world working together.
Yes, so this is a big problem. It's not always clear how to fix the problems with our environment. Little changes can make a difference. Changes made by you and me. At the same time, though, the biggest problems are caused by bigger things like factories and industry, and those problems are harder to fix.
I think this is a really great point that you make, Garrett, because we can do what we can, but we have to also hold people accountable who are running these factories, holding our governments accountable for making sure that the people responsible for these kind of things are held accountable for that as well. Well, friends, there are a lot of things you can do to celebrate Earth Day, and that is something that you should talk about in English as we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要介绍 few 加复数名词加动词加 at all 的句型，用来强调几乎没有点点点做某件事情。其中 few 是指几乎没有，修饰可数名词复数，尾句句尾再加上 at all， 语气就变得更强烈，表示几乎完全没有点点点，或很少会有点点点。这种句型常出现在描述罕见情况、否定语气或强调对比的句子中。如果想让语气更委婉，可以改为 only a few。 例如 few students show interest in classical music at all these days， 现今很少有学生对古典音乐感兴趣。
Well, friends, we've come to the end of our article all about Earth Day, and we have a very special talk about it question. I say it's special, Garrett, because it's actually four questions.
Okay,
are you
that's
ready?
A lot.
You can just choose the one that you want to answer.
All right, I'll choose a couple of them.
Sounds good. Here we go. Have you ever joined any Earth Day activities? If so, what? If not, would you like to? Why or why not?
Okay, that's basically two questions with some things connected.Honestly, I don't know if I've ever joined in on any Earth Day projects or activities. Maybe when I was a young kid, we might have done something in school, but I don't remember anything specific.
Yeah, I will answer this as well. A few years ago, I did do a beach cleanup, and I believe it was around the time of Earth Day. I did really enjoy it. And I thought that it really helped me have a feeling of community and working together toward a similar goal.
Yeah, I think if I would have to choose one activity to participate in, it would probably be something like a cleanup like that. It's never fun to see a place filled with trash, and it seems like something that's very practical to go and do. I have done one or two of those. I just have no idea if they were near Earth Day or not. It's not a date that I really remember.
Yeah, I'm the same way.Something I think I would like to be a part of in the future is an event that plants trees or maybe some other kind of plants in parks so that there's more green plants in the city. I always like that idea, and I have seen events like that before.
Yes, so that would be a lot of fun. Maybe try and think of your hobbies and interests and how those can relate to helping protect the environment. Maybe you can find some fun, creative ways to help out.
What do you think, friends? What kind of Earth Day activities would you like to be a part of? Talk about that in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Standing there right by your side, truly a friend for life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times.A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.